Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Walt?
Yes.
Hey, Walt, how's it going?
Happy.
All right. I know you were speaking with my mapping coordinator, Charmaine. Did you have any questions on how the service worked?
No, I'm sure it works in its own way, I guess. Like a lot of the other stuff that I've had before.
Okay. Now, I see here that you've been in business for 60 years. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations on that one. And Charmaine did tell me to apply as what we're having as a the Black Friday special. I just want to verify some stuff here. So you only go in a 10-mile radius, that's correct?
Yeah, that depends on where, because 10-mile radius from, say, where I live, which is the outskirts of Philly. I live like on the borderline of Philly. 10-mile radius the wrong way puts me into areas that I don't want to go.
Okay. And just for the business itself, do you guys have a Google Business profile or anything like that? I see you have a
Yeah.
Yelp listing.
No, I don't bother with Yelp anymore. They suck.
Okay. Do you guys have a Facebook where you guys put your before and after pictures at all? I see you guys have a beautiful website.
Believe it or not, I don't bother with the before and after stuff.
The Facebook
No, say I don't
either.
do
Okay.
Facebook.
Okay. Just making sure. Just wondering what all the platforms you're on here. That way I can give you the best package for you.
Yeah, which is probably going to be too much for me. I mean, I've been through all this bullshit before with the companies that were going to do wonders for me, and they don't do shit. And all I did was I spent, a few $100 a month, and so I don't know. I just started up with one the other day that I'm not even sure if that's worth it for $199 a month. So I'm getting topped out here, really.
Yeah, and you just started with them?
Yeah, but I can quit them anytime. They don't do what you do. They just shoot me leads, and all I can
Oh,
do
it's
is
a lead vetting
try to get
service.
the leads.
Gotcha.
Yeah, one
Okay.
of those guys. So, which is
Gotcha.
okay. Which is okay.
Right.
I mean, I've gotten leads from my home advisor, which is Angie's List, and
Right.
all that stuff. But anyway. So anyway. So the bottom line is, what's it cost?
Yeah, good question. So the cost here with the Black Friday special, usually it's $399 month to month with a $299 setup fee. What I did for you, Walt, is I waived the setup fee altogether and I brought that price down to a reduced rate of just $199 month to month. Now, you would be on the first page of Google. You would not share your customers with anybody. It is exclusive just for you. So anybody that searches your services, they would be able to find you and call you directly. And we also integrate you with Yahoo and Bing on the first page of that. We also integrate you with Apple. Now, what we do here, Walt, is we actually work with one company per industry per area. So we're not signing everybody else up. We only have this one exclusive listing. What we do for you is we do a custom tracking system as well. So you'll be able to actually see everything that we're doing for you. You'll be able to see how well your Google Business profile is being listed, location of searches. You'll also be able to track the calls and clicks coming in from Google as well, okay?
Right.
Okay, now it's not a long-term contract. There is no contract. It is month to month at the $199. There are no early termination fees or anything like that, but you will be grandfathered in at that $199 price for the life of you being using our service. You will never pay the $3.99 month to month. Okay.
Right.
Okay. I mean, with this being an exclusive listing, Walt, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way people can find you on the first page of Google, right?
Yeah, well, you know, here again, I'm not opposed to trying it, but because I've had a lot of bad experiences.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I'm not going to put you in their category, but
right.
I would like to pretty much know what I'm doing here before I'd say yes. That's my problem, you know. I mean, I could go with you. I could stay with this one that I just signed up with the other day. I could, mm-hmm. So forth here. I mean, it's just,
yeah. So just for us, like, we've been in business for 18 years here at Local Splash. We've been Google Channel partners since 2007, 2008. We're actually coming up on 19 years here in December. And lead services, third-party lead services that you're on right now that's just vetting you a lead, they get their leads from Google. Google is the number one search optimization that people go to on a daily basis, right? So what they do is they pay Google a lot of money to get leads, and then they vet it out to you and your competitors so that way they make their money back. We're here, we're taking you off that third party and we're placing you right on Google so your customers can just find you directly and they can call you. Does that make sense?
Well, it all makes sense. It made sense every time I did something with people, but like I said, I'm gonna have to give you a bunch of if ands and buts here, which got the time. I mean, before I would say yes, I really got to know what I'm doing here. So here's my point. As far as the leads go, they don't guarantee nothing. They don't, there's no, there's nothing in the way of guarantees or anything. Now, the other day I signed up with them, and again, I could stop them tomorrow.
Right.
I already paid the $1.99. So, I mean, with or without you, I'm gonna have to see. It has nothing to do with them. I just thought, right. even with you, I mean, if I got leads from them and I call them, well, it's like Home Advisor and
right.
There. There are a bunch of well, I won't say they're a bunch of bullshit, but they got a lot of, I don't even want to say bogus leads. It's just that, I mean, first of all, and I'm not trying to bore you with this stuff. I just got to give you my input from all the crap that I've been through with these people, with you and everybody else. So, I mean,
no problem.
Anyway, I've gotten some good jobs out of the Home Advisor. They used to be like $50 for a lead or $40,
right.
$50, $60. Now, the damn leads are up to like $1.50.
They're expensive,
And you know what? I mean, really, I don't even know why I stay with them. Now, by that, every 2 weeks I go in. Or if I call them, I can pause my leads for a month. So I've been doing that for the last several years. And I'll tell you why, because I think, and again, I'm no damn expert on this computer stuff, but, and that's where you come in, but, But I do believe that I show up under Home Advisor Angie. Well, now it's called Angie's List. I thought, well, that ain't a bad deal to come up with, my name on Angie's List, because it still puts me out in front of people, and I'm not so sure where I'm at on the Google page with them, but I stay with them. It don't cost me nothing, and I just pause my lead. So I thought, well, that now maybe I'm wrong, but it'd be easier if I didn't bother with those. But I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose any advertising that I get on Google from them.
Right.
So I can't answer that. Now, whether you could see my name pop up with Google with Home Advisor or Ranch List, I don't know. I wouldn't mind knowing that, because it might be a good thing. If that's not helping me, I'd like to know, and I'll cancel them, because they're a pain in the ass feeling. Every 2 weeks. And as a matter of fact,
you got a part of it.
A month ago, I even had it. They said, well, you should put it in your phone. Well, no shit. I did put it in my phone. I did put it in my phone, and I'll be a son of a bitch. I forgot, the leads came off hold, and I got a stinking call. I mean, a lead for this bathroom that typically the same crap that always happens. I couldn't get the people, the lady on the phone. I emailed her, I texted her. That's typical. So I called them about it. I bitch about it every time with them. And, the only thing they did, frankly, was they gave me a discount. I still paid them $100. Well, I mean, that's half of what you're charging. And I didn't even get nowhere. So I don't think your deal was a bad deal. But but maybe I should just can this Home Advisor thing altogether. Now,
I will say here, like, I do see that you do have a Google Business listing under your name. I see it. It's just not on the first page. And with us, you're not paying a per lead or a per job or anything like that. It's just a flat rate. Yeah. And then with us too, you also do always get a live agent. So, I mean, for me, what you do is you actually get my phone number here, my extension, everything like that. So if you did ever need to get a hold of me personally, you could always email me, you could always text me, and then I would always call you at a good time for you as well, or I could always reach out to you. You would also have an account manager here. Every time you call into our office, we have a live agent, so you're not just on a robotic call where you know, it's like talking to a bank. You can never talk to anybody. You got to go through this whole process. That's not what we do here, because we understand that you guys want to talk to us. You guys want to, you know, see the updates. We also do have, like I said, like a tracking system, but we also send you text messages with updates of what we've done to your Google Business profile, so that way you can see that stuff too. So we're very hands-on with our customers, and that's what's allowed us to be in business for 18 years, going on 19. Does that make sense?
Now, the thing is, I don't know much about accessing, say, per se, this Google listing, this Google profile, business profile. I mean, they tell people or cut into the different people have told me I have it and all. So, but the one thing, I'm not sure about this, and I don't lose sleep over it, but I'm not so sure what my, am I supposed to have a password to get onto that?
Yeah, so you probably have your Google business profile is probably attached to a Google email account, and then you probably have a password to get into it. But my tech teams could actually walk you through that, so that way you can allow us to just be a partner with you on it, and so that way we can populate you to that first page of Google. Because right now, when I just type in like remodeling in Philadelphia, I'm seeing like the remodeling J level and square remodeling. And really, this is where we would like to list you, is on that first page, so you can get calls directly instead of having to pay like $100, $150 per lead when you do have your leads on. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll never do that because, like I said, I'm on the borderline of just telling
Yeah.
Forget about it here.
But you know, also too, if you ever wanted to pause our service here too, you could do that. So say, you know, after like 30 to 45 days, you're like, wow, you know, I'm starting to get some calls in here. I like it. I'm a little stretched here. I need to finish these jobs. Could you guys pause my service? You just let us know 3 business days before your next billing is due, and we can pause it. It's not a big deal for us, and we could always start it up whenever you're ready for that too. So we're very flexible in just helping you out and seeing how, you know, you want your results. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, one of the negative things about when I first started talking to you and why I sounded so against this thing was just like you calling me or your girls calling me and I got you here. About, I don't know, 9 months, 10 months, a year ago. I forget exactly when. And I went through the same thing with this company, and it sounded great. Like, you sound like it's positive here with this Google. This guy was going to get me on the first page of Google. Same deal as you. And I think their price was $249 a month. Now, the one thing, and I'll mention this too, that several times I went with him, and several times he was telling me, like, hey, it's one-time charge that you can always keep with you and all. And again, I'm just mentioning this so I know what I'm doing here. It was something, and again, I don't remember everything like this because I didn't understand it. When people get on their mobile device, their cell phones, they can verbally, they can talk into. So it had something to do with enabling people, if they just talk into their phone and Google contractors or kitchen remodelers or whatever, that would help me get this verbal, you know, deal. It was like $100 or some bullshit. And then he had some other stuff that, you don't have this, you really ought to get this to do. And I said, look, I don't feel like spending no more money. Well, it's up to you. I understand. He said, you know, it's your money, but you're trying to get this up and running better and all this crap. So, I mean, I wound up paying all these extra add-on bullshit things that, that never did any good, I don't think, because I finally then just shit-canned them, and it didn't do me no good. And I'll tell you who they are. It's Case, just to rel- relate to you versus them and what you do. It was called First Page Rankers.
First Page Rankers? Let me see if they're a Google Channel partner. I'll look them up right now. So that's one thing that I'll be able to see is like, I can go into like the Google directory and see, who's Google Channel
partner. I'd be interested, you know, to see what you thought or what you had.
Yeah, I'm not seeing them. Yeah, they're not Google Channel partners. So, I mean,
Wait a minute. Maybe I got that. Let me just look at my phone here. I kept your number just added. Wait a minute. Maybe it's Top Page Rankers. Wait a minute.
Top Page? I can look Top Page up, too, really quick.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm just looking now. Just
Top Page Rankers don't pop up. Maybe giving up the wrong one. Yeah, I mean, Top Page Rankers don't. But in any event, though, too, Walt, like, I'll be honest with you. We used to do 60-plus directory listings with people. We used to put them on Alexa in Surrey. We used to do all that stuff. The only thing that we found that really came out of that stuff was a lot of spam calls. It wasn't really getting the results for people that people needed, right? The only thing that people got was being on the first page of Google. Now, yeah, we do have add-ons with Facebook and stuff like that, but it doesn't seem like that's what you want. You just want to be on that first page of Google and get customers from Google, which we can absolutely do that. Now, we do help you in putting you on Yahoo and Bing, because those are two search results as well, search engines that we do put you on the first page for. And then we also integrate you with Apple that has its own search engine in the Apple phones. So we definitely help you there, but I mean, there's a lot of companies out there that say they can do what we do, and just to kind of show face to it, you are kind of dealing with somebody that wasn't a Google Channel partner, where what we do is we get you on that first page within 30 to 45 days, right? Now, because it does take a process. Now, with being a Google Channel partner, we can do that. Usually, if they're not, it takes close to 3 to 6 months. And that's if they can get you on that first page of Google. And that's the challenge.
Well, that's the problem. This guy wasn't, as far as I know, I mean, I didn't. Well, here's another thing again. I don't mean to beat your ear, but these are all the things that I've had I've had so much, you know, flashbacks of what we're talking about here with things. First of all, somebody told me, I forget who it was, I think I'm remembering some of this right. For instance, if I'm at my house Googling my company, it comes up because I'm local, like I'm like in that area, so it comes up. But somebody else that would be in another area that Googles me or Googles kitchen remodeling, I'm not going to come up on that because it's you know, it's farther away or something, you know? I don't know if that makes sense or not.
It does make sense, and you're absolutely right. So there's a certain mile radius that you're in, which is a 10-mile radius. Google allows you to go to, like, a 10 to 15-mile radius at max, the 15. So you're within your radius right there that they would be able to do that with that local listing. And that's just how they work. Now, over time, it can get pushed out farther and farther, but that does take a longer process. I just want to be super straight up and forward with you.
Well, maybe this is the reason why I wasn't getting on Google first page, because here's the thing. And again, I mean, this is the whole key to it, whether I go with you or not. did I just say this to your girl there? When she's asking me questions, 10 miles from where I live, I told you, puts
right.
me in, into areas that I don't even go to. Some of it's bad part of Philly. Some puts
okay.
to north. Now, this company that I just signed up for with the leads, which, again, has nothing to do with whether I go with you or not. I could either stay with them or don't stay with them. However, so I went through the same thing with this girl. And what we did was we picked out a town that was south and west of me.
Mm-hmm.
And put the 10-mile radius. I had to go farther out than my location
mm-hmm.
to get out of the ghetto of Philadelphia.
Right.
And to get out of, like, so in other words, where are you located?
We're located here in Orange County, California.
Oh, okay, gotcha, okay. Well,
yeah.
I don't know if on my website, I don't know if you still have it pulled up or not, but the map page on there, do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you notice, I mean, I'm not looking at it, but if you go north and east
mm-hmm.
on that map, that puts me. I don't want to go too far north because it's a pain in the ass driving those
right.
areas. And then if you go too much east, you're damn near into New Jersey. And then
right.
even then, and to get there, you're going, some of the jobs would entail, like the other day, I got one lead the next day when I signed up with this girl. I thought, holy shit, that's pretty good, you know? Well, mm-hmm. little did I know when I looked it up, it was Philadelphia. And here, she had to adjust my starting point for the 10-mile radius. And we picked a town called Wayne, Wayne, Pennsylvania, and that's I forget the zip code 19087 or 57 or something, I don't know, but that put me the 10-mile radius put me south and west. Enough to get me out of the crappy neighborhoods.
Right. So you travel a little farther than 10 miles? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I might.
Or it just depends on the certain direction.
Yeah, exactly. Like from
okay.
my house. Yeah.
Right.
So, I, the bottom line is I can't use my house as a starting point for the radius because that puts me, as I just said, if you go too far north, you go east, even southeast, I mean, everything about that puts me in lousy neighborhoods that I don't want to work in.
Gotcha. So where would you want to be in? Do you want to be in, what cities are you really looking to be in? Are you looking to be in North Philadelphia? Are you looking to be in, Bryn Mawr?
Yeah, Bryn Mawr would be in that direction. Now, for instance, I do a lot of work, if you could see, Havertown, Ardmore, Wayne, even as far west as Westchester. I don't know if that gives you. And the Bluebell, there's a Bluebell that's a little bit west. I mean, I don't know if that's giving you the right information, but
yeah, see, I mean, I see Wayne, but I mean, it's not going to push you. I mean, it's not going to push you that far out because it's going to be a 10 to 15 mile radius, and that's just because you're just doing the local only. Now, if you're looking to do something else where you want to do, if you want to do something that's going to put you in specific zip codes and specific areas, I would definitely add on the Facebook. Now, and the reason why I say that is because now we can pinpoint and target Wayne. We can pinpoint and target Brian Maher. We can pinpoint and target, looks like on the west side that you're really looking for, you know, Newton Square. We can target that area if that's what you want to do. Now, it is only $50 extra. So it only would be $249.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a must. I mean, it would do me no good.
Right. Exactly.
Be on front of
Google.
Big deal. Big deal. I'm on front page of Google. And I'm getting all these shit neighborhoods calling me. And all they're doing is wasting my time.
Right, right. So what I would do, like I said, I would do the Facebook. It's a lot cheaper if you're looking to save money. It's a lot cheaper than doing a Google advertising, which is like up in the $449 range. We could really populate you into specific neighborhoods that you would like just for $249 month to month. Now, we do allocate that to Facebook as well, so you don't have to pay extra. It would just be a flat rate at $249 month to month, and we would have those Facebook ads up within 7 to 14 days, and you would still be able to track everything. We would bundle that in and make sure that you could see everything going on with that as well. Do you have a Google, do you have a Facebook page, a business Facebook page at
no.
all? Okay.
No.
Do you have a personal one, Walt, or no?
Nope. Never bothered with it.
Okay. I wouldn't even
know. I mean, I guess I could ask my son, but they're my daughter don't. I could ask my son, but I never really gave a crap about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your customers are on there, so I mean, the only thing that you would have to do is just make a personal one. Now, once you made the personal page, that could just, it would literally take you 5 minutes to make. We would help you build the business page. And then from there, we would be able to walk you through that process and help you out. Now, but that's something that you would definitely be able to get results in those areas that you're really looking for and get out of that bad neighborhood. That's the only way that you would do it, unless you're going to go up to the higher ranking of Google and do like a sponsorship where you're going to have to pay like $449. And I think that's just way too expensive as what you and our conversation had been.
I wouldn't spend that much now.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I can do is...
Now, for an example, just to make myself clear too.
Yeah.
You had mentioned on the first page of Google that remodeling on the first page. I know they are. That they're right in my neighborhood. They're like 5 minutes from me. However, where they're located, that's where you get into that radius. I mean, they could get calls, which I don't know what they just. I don't care what they want, but they're going to be subject to all these bad areas and calls, But I can understand that they have a showroom and all that stuff. See, so I mean, they're in a different league. They're in a different league than me.
Right. Right. There's smaller companies here too, with like Brute Force Remodeling LLC. You got Philip Construction Bathroom Remodeling in Philadelphia, Shahab Remodeling. So Rebath I mean, there's smaller companies here as well that they have, you know, less reviews. We just want to place you on that first page so that way these guys in, you know, the Wayne County, the Bronwar area, we can populate you in this west side where you can start getting some of these higher end jobs and really benefiting it instead of them calling these guys out.
Yeah. So I understand this correctly. For me to get out into the areas like that, Wayne and Bryn Mawr, mm-hmm. all those places, you're saying I'd have to do it on Facebook rather than Google?
If you could do it on Google, but it'd be a lot more expensive. So if you did it on Facebook, right. We could retarget that area for people that are searching your services already. We can retarget them on Facebook. And now we can push them either to your webpage where they can call you directly, or they can just call you directly. And however you do it, if you book an estimate, if you go out and walk the job, however you do it, you'd be able to get those customers that way.
Yeah. So Google wouldn't have nothing to do with me then, in other words.
It would, because we'd be retargeting people that are searching on Google. We'd retarget them on Facebook. So it's a warm targeted lead calling your phone instead of somebody that is just, you know, a shot in the dark and hoping we, you know, grab somebody. We're putting them in front of people that are already searching your services. So we pair it up because it works hand in hand together. And I think just for an extra $50 a month for you to get in those areas, I definitely think it's beneficial to you because we're able to put you in those areas instead of being in that bad neighborhood that you want to be in and getting the calls that you don't want. We really want you to make sure that you get the calls that you want, so that way the phone rings and you're happy to go to work instead of being like, man, I got to go into a bad area and I don't want to go. You know what I mean? So how it would work, though, Walt, is that, I mean, I would just create your information here. I'd get this started for you. I would take you through a voice verification. Everything that we talked about, I would send over to you in writing along with your invoice, receipt, everything. I would also book a call with you and my tech team so they can help you set this stuff up correctly in the areas that you want to be populating in. Okay, so if you had time, maybe later on today or tomorrow or even Wednesday, it's up to you when you would like that. But I would definitely finish everything here, put everything over to my tech team so they can start that process on getting everything rolling for you. Is that something you'd like to take advantage of?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking here, I'm leaning towards the possibility. I mean, I'm still not convinced how it's going to result, but that's something I guess I got to just I'd have to wait and see, you know?
Yeah, I mean, how it works is, I'm guessing you don't have social media, but how it works is when you do a search, like let's say for a brand new car, I look up on Google for a Toyota dealership and I'm looking at a brand new car, right? Once I leave Google and I go to, let's say, Facebook, now I get advertisements for Toyota because now they know that I was interested in their product. That's what we want to do to you. Anybody that's searching for remodeling on kitchens, on bathrooms, you know, all the services that you offer, we want to make sure that we retarget them on Facebook so that way they can call you directly. Our clients typically see like a 10 to 15% come from Facebook, so they're definitely going to be able to call you, and it's much faster to get in front of people instead of having to wait for Google to populate you on that first page.
Yeah. Now this Facebook personal thing.
Sure.
I mean, I wouldn't have to use Facebook. I mean, I really,
right.
I really don't care about Facebook.
Right. you wouldn't have to use it. We would take care of that because we're just going to populate your Facebook business profile. So the only thing that we need from you is to just create one, and then we would help you create the rest. And then from there, we would basically do all the heavy lifting there. We would post for you on your Facebook business page, and then we'd also run that remarketing out to people as well. Now, from there, they would just be able to call you directly or send you an email, or they can click on your link and they can go to your webpage. It's really how you like to be contacted. We can make that happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, here's another question for me, important to me, is
sure.
The company that I left this other company was called Interactive, what the hell was the name of it? Town Square Interactive. They had my website, but the people that I was talking to left them, and the bottom line was I decided to leave them because I didn't like the new people I was dealing with and everything else. So I happened to have a call from this website guy, and his girl put me got me that website that you're looking at. Now, there were a few things that I liked and didn't like with them. They weren't that expensive every month. But anyway, they were going to do a little bit of SEO, they said. Well, I don't know how much they do. So my point, though, is I had a call. Everybody calls and I answer the phones here. I shouldn't answer the phones, I guess. I decided to call. I don't know why I answered for your girl today. I just happened to be driving here, and I answered the phone. But anyway, okay. So I answered the phone. It was another website company. Well,
okay.
Because I wasn't 100% with them, with the other company, I thought, well, let me start out with these people. Their price was pretty good. And anyway, so my point is this. I got another website, which I don't get any activity off of that because
right.
I think that the other – because I'm working off the other one, I guess. I'm not clear on this. I'm not sure on this. And if you take a second for me to look at this one, it's called Kaufman. KaufmanRemodelers.com. That should be it, I think. That's how much I remember it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you one thing. The website...
Did you see that one?
Coughlin Remodelers.
.com.
Oh, yeah, .com. Let me look it up here very quickly.
I think it's Remodelers. No.
I don't see it. It doesn't say... with the remodeler. Let's see. I'll take the S off.
Yeah,
let's see.
Yeah.
No. I'm not seeing anything. It's saying that's not up and running. Let me look on Google. Maybe a Google search will be able to do it. But typically when I go to Google, it should just put it up.
I don't know why. I mean, I haven't looked in a while, but that don't make sense to me.
Did you pay a one-time fee for it, or did you continue to pay? Because typically when you pay a one-time fee, it doesn't really keep...
No, I pay every month.
Okay.
I pay every
month. Maybe it's just the URL is just maybe just wrong that I have here. Because the one I have is the LLC one.
Yeah, I want to look at this. Wait a minute.
Remodelers.com. Nope. Okay. That's not it. Let's try it again. Remodeler.
I got it.
It's remodeler.com. So I see it. It looks exactly like the one that you already have, to be completely honest.
Yeah. A couple little things are a little different on it. A
little bit, yeah. But it's got woltk1026@aol.com.
Yeah, that's my website.
Yep. Yeah, so I see it.
Now here's the point.
Okay.
Why I'm bothering you, asking you, because, it's all money here, but the reason I was going to go with them, and the company with them is called 123 Websites. Not that that matters. The other one is done by a company called Engage, E-N-G-A-G-E.
Okay.
So I was going to cancel the Kaufman remodeling. Mm-hmm. And I called the guy and I gave him some bullshit story because he kept badgering me to not cancel. So for $39 a month, he said, look, we can cut that down to $39 a month, but we're not going to do anything for you, but at least you'd keep the website alive.
Right.
So I thought, you know what, that ain't a bad idea, because I don't know what I'm doing with the other one either. Do I see my result? But so anyway, so I was going to cancel the 123 website, which is the Kaufman Remodeler, and they talked me into keeping them, and they reduced their price to $40 a month, which I always said, they keep coming down, but anyway, my point is, I don't get anything out of that.
Right.
As far as I don't get nothing.
And let me tell you why. It's because a website is like a brick and mortar business, right? So if you had a shop and nobody knew where you were, that's the same thing as a website on the internet, right? So it's kind of like winking at a girl in the dark. You know what you're doing, but nobody else knows what you're doing. So what you, right? So you need to have like it somewhere, and the remodeler one isn't even on a Google business profile. So nobody even knows this even exists. There's no marketing.
Yeah.
So that's why you're not getting any type of traffic or even anything. You're really just paying for it to just be hidden on the internet. I would say you only need one website. I would cancel one of them if I were you. And just have one website, because that's the one that's going to be on your Google business profile. I think it's the LLC one is the one that's on your Google business profile right now. Yeah. And that's where everybody's going to. Yeah. And that's where everybody's going to. So it's already matched in with Google. So it definitely is compatible. So there's no reason for you to pay for two. You're just kind of wasting money at that point. Where now when we populate you to the first page of Google and we help you with your Facebook, now more people will be going to your website and they'll be able to say like, hey, Walt, I saw your website, saw you do some pretty good work with kitchens. Can you come down and give me an estimate on, you know, what this is and, you know, see what we can do here? And then now you're able to do that. But without that marketing, you're really not getting any traffic because you're not getting put in front of anybody. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. That's kind of what I thought. That's what I thought. So, yeah, I am wasting my money, even though it's only $40 a month.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, with with what we have here, we can definitely get you into those populated areas that you want to be found in. And we can get that started today, and I can secure the listing. Now, one thing that we do, Walt, here, before I even go into anything else, I want to let you know, I'm sure Charmaine told you, but we only work with one company per industry, per area, okay? So that's Google guidelines for our company because we are partners with them. I also did send you a link to our website where you can see that we are Google Channel partners on there, and it shows you the amount of money that this package is, and the Black Friday discount that, or the Black Friday sale that we're doing here, you got a really good deal here that you'd be getting. Now, once we start working with you, we close out that category and we don't work with anybody else who does what you do in your area. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so it's very exclusive. We don't work with everybody. That's why we've been in business for 18 years, and we're able to be Google Channel partners because we're able to get people the results they're looking for. So, I mean, with that being an exclusive listing, Walt, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can get you populating in those areas, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So I just want to make sure everything's right here first before we go any farther, because like my father says, do it right the first time so you don't got to go back and do it again.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't see that email.
I sent a text message to you.
Oh, text. Okay.
Yeah, so I sent a text message to you, so you should have received it. Let me see here. I sent it to the 268-228-4956. Is that correct?
No, 267-228-4956.
Okay, 267-228-4956. Okay, yes. Sorry. I just read that wrong. But yes. Did you see it come in?
So I'm just looking here now.
Okay. Should come from an 877 number. It says Charlie Mollenkamp on there, and then it has a link, and it says localsplash.com/SEO packages.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. If you click on that link, it'll take you straight to the webpage that I was just talking to you about. It'll say take control of your online presence at the top. You see that?
Yep.
Okay, so if you scroll down, you'll see the proven success that we have in our 18 years of business. We've helped over 10,000 companies. We do cover all 50 states in the U.S., so that's why we're able to help so many companies out. If you scroll down, you'll see that Google Ads partner. Do you see that?
Let's see here.
Should say Google Ads partner, and it'll have like a little Google emblem right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So now you know that we are legitimate. We're trained by Google. We're certified by Google. We usually handle the small accounts like small businesses to medium-sized businesses. Google will never call you directly, so that's why we were reaching out to you today. If you scroll down to the SEO packages, I set you up with the Platinum package. That's going to include the Facebook. Now, with that, it says $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee. Like I said, I'm going to do it today with that Black Friday deal for $2.49 month, and you don't pay the setup fee, and you're grandfathered in. And you're grandfathered in at that price. You would never pay the $5.99 for the life of you being with us, okay?
I got it.
Okay. Now, how you spell your so I have a question for you. So for your Google Business Profile, do you want your business name with the remodeler, or are you going to keep the remodeling LLC?
Yeah, I'm keeping it remodel on LLC.
Okay, perfect. And then you're just going to get rid of the remodeler one, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then what's the address where you're located at?
Okay. It's 938 Caledonia Street. Caledonia Street. And that's Philadelphia, PA 19128.
Okay. And then Walt, is that your first name or is it short for Walter?
Well, my name's Walter. Yeah, Walter.
Okay, Walter, but you go by Walt. Okay. And then Walt, what's your last name?
All right, Kaufman, that's K-A-U-F, 1F2-N-Z, M-A-N-N.
Kaufman. So just like your business name. Right? Yeah, yeah. Makes sense, right? Okay,
yeah.
And then let me see here. I had it earlier. Oh, that was on the other website, huh? Let me see here. Just want to make sure you have everything correct on here. Now, where you want everything to go, like your invoice, everything we talked about, the receipt, is that the correct email? Is the waltk1026@aol.com? Is that correct?
Yeah, right.
Okay. I'm going to send everything there. That's what you'll get there. And then you'll have that. Okay, give me one sec. Let me just make sure I have everything correct here for you first, okay? And what do you specialize in? Like, what's the most special jobs that you do that you consistently do on a daily basis? Are you just more of a remodeling of bathrooms, or is it just kind of like all types?
No, well, that's another important thing, because I don't want people calling me for everything.
Right. Exactly.
I really do, just like my website shows, kitchens, bathrooms, finished basements.
Finished basements. Okay. Kitchens, bathrooms, and finished basements. Got it. Okay. I just want to make sure, because like I said, I don't want you to be showing up on the first page of Google and you're getting a call saying, hey, can you do some drywalling for me? Like, I don't want that at all. I don't want somebody calling you for a bathroom remodel or a kitchen or a basement. And you do full-on basement finishes?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then for the account itself, well, how are you going to secure your listing? Is it going to be with the Kaufman remodeling credit card, or are you going to use a personal card?
Yeah, no, that's my business card. Now, my name is also on there.
Okay, is it Walter Kaufman and then Kaufman Remodeling?
It says Walter P. Kaufman Jr., Kaufman Remodeling.
Okay, and then for the business address, is it that same one that you gave me earlier, the 938?
Yeah.
Okay, and then is it a MasterCard, a Visa card, a Discover?
Visa.
Okay, and then I'm ready whenever you are, Walter, or Walt.
All right. It's 4741-6580-0280-2230.
Okay, can I repeat this back to you?
Yep.
Okay, I got 4741-6580-0280-2230.
Right.
Okay. And then the expiration?
05/27.
Okay. And then the security code?
201.
Okay. Now, Before I make any transactions here, I'm going to continue to set this up. I have a security question for you, Walt. So this is to protect you here, so we always know we're talking to you, and we'll ask you the security question so you always know that you're talking to us, okay? So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or you can have your first